I don't know if you remember some of those words that James said at the beginning of the service. He was quoting from John chapter 1, and one of the verses says that to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, this word of God gave the rights to all of those who received him to become children of God. And as I think about the Christmas season, for me, that is one of the keys of understanding what God is asking of us or inviting us into, this receiving or this believing. And one of the ways, it's not the only way, but one of the ways that I think we know if we have received and believed in the Word made flesh is what happens to us when we sing. Now, it's so interesting for me tonight to be up here. I'm not usually up here when we're singing here at Nelson Avenue, but to look out and to see you as we sing. I mean, some people, their faces are just aglow when we sing. And other people, well, not so much. And I was thinking as we were singing tonight, I said, why is that? Why are some people singing and some people not? And maybe for those who are not, I thought, well, some people probably have a cold. Just can't sing tonight. And that's totally understandable. And some people might say, I don't know that song. How can I sing? And that's understandable. And then there are maybe some people who say, I just don't want to sing. I got no cold, and I know the songs pretty well, but I just don't want to sing. And for all of us, and for myself as well, whenever those moments happen to us, I would invite us to be people who say, it's happening to me. I just feel myself kind of closing in. My heart is getting, you know, there's no room for this song to get in. But I want to be praying that something would happen, maybe even in these moments. My heart would be open. My life would be open. I'd be able to sing with the angels and with the shepherds and with the carolers and with others. I know it's not the only sign of receiving Jesus, but for me during the Christmas season, it's one of those great signs, one of those great opportunities to sing with others about the birth and the movement of God into our world. And tonight, if you're someone who says, I don't want to sing, I don't know what the story's about, or I know the story from my past, but I don't feel it this tonight. I want to invite you after the service, if you're one of those people, to come up. I'd love to talk with you, pray with you, because for me, the Christmas story is so big and so powerful. Not just I, but our church community wants all of those tonight, but even later on tonight, as some of you go to places, meals and parties, and maybe tomorrow and this weekend and next week, we want the mountains to sing in some sense, the mountains to ring with the news. So especially tonight, if you're saying, my heart is a little shriveled this Christmas season, and I would love for God to come and do something in my heart to receive the Christ child as I should, I want to invite you, once our service is done, to come up and meet me or a few others here at the front. Love to talk with you or pray with you. But let me pray now and ask for God to open up all of our hearts to the message of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, for this evening and this season and for this incredible story, for some of us in some sense know it too well, and others maybe are a little bit close to it, we ask that it would again fall upon us, enter us, get inside of us. It would do something marvelous and miraculous in us. Lord, maybe even tonight as we return home or go to someone's house or tomorrow we gather with family or friends, whatever we're doing, O Lord, may there be something that happens because of the birth of Jesus, that we're maybe talking to a spouse or talking to a child. Our lives are open to each other because Jesus Christ has come to make that possible. Lord, where there is tension in our lives, bring release. Where there's conflict in our lives, bring peace. Where there's sometimes hardness in our hearts, O Lord, soften our hearts by your Spirit's power. And help us, Lord, all of us, to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.